Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 6th of December. I'm Paul White. Good to have you with me today. You know, we are just a few weeks away from Christmas, and I want to just real quickly, and we are going to share a scripture with you today. In fact, a scripture that I think is perceived to relate to what I'm going to talk about at the top of the podcast. I say perceived. You'll know what I mean when we read it and when we explain it. And what I just want to quickly do is mention that this is the time of year when a lot of people's minds turn toward giving Christmas, and they give towards charitable organizations. And I think that's remarkable. It's wonderful that people's hearts turn charitable in a season of giving. I could get on the soapbox and say we ought to be that way all the time, but let's be realistic and say that there are seasons and everything, and this season is one of giving, and people respond accordingly. Now, it might have a little bit to do with the need to squeeze in an end-of-the-year tax donation or tax-deductible donation, but I don't know of one charitable organization that's upset that that's why you gave to them. However, ministries, a lot like myself or the local church, tend to suffer at this time of year. I know in over a decade of pastoring that this was a time of year, this and the middle of the summer was the time of year when things kind of got the leanest financially. Middle of the summer, a lot of people traveled, and since the local church depends on the offering, people weren't there to give, so they would suffer. And then at Christmas time, from between Thanksgiving time and end of the year, things would suffer because if you have that extra $25, $30, $40 you're going to give into the ministry or the church, you might buy that one more gift, or you, because you're buying gifts, need a little bit extra here and there to pay various bills. I understand that. I just want to make a request, a plea to those of you who consider Paul White Ministries, Deeper Daily Podcast, the materials and resources that we provide, the weekend sermons, the hour-long sermons from somewhere in the world that we post and deliver to you, and all that's free. If those are an essential part of your diet, or they're a part that supplement your diet, or it's just something you enjoy, you feel spiritually fed, I wish you would consider at least a small gift in this time when things go slow for a lot of us ministries, that you would consider something that you could do in response. Now, I think we have enough listeners. In fact, I know, based upon our downloads, we have enough listeners that if every listener of just the DDP, not even the weekend stuff, but just the DDP, were to give the smallest amount, I'm talking so small they didn't even miss it, if every one of our listeners did that, we would never have a financial need in this ministry, at least not at the level we're doing things. And we would actually have so much, we would be able, I think, to be a real blessing to other ministries. We try to do that now, but of course, we're limited in what we can do. So I'll not intimidate you. I'll not browbeat you. I'll not try to manipulate you. I believe that you are perfectly capable of following the leadings of the Holy Spirit, the dictates of your heart. You are a free people who exercise your liberty by living and loving life. You sow into what is important to you. You purchase and buy what is necessary to you. And if this ministry is a part of that, I believe that you will respond to the Holy Spirit in turn. And if you don't, or you don't feel compelled, that is just as fine, because I believe the Spirit will lead those who will follow Him and will do that, or who do feel that necessity. And I pray that everyone, even those who don't give, can continue to benefit from as much. I want to use a scripture today. I was in a church not long ago, and someone quoted this verse when it was time to take up the offering. And it didn't surprise me, because it's a verse that is often used in taking up an offering. Luke chapter 6, verse number 38. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be put into your bosom. And they stopped. That was the end of the verse on the screen. And the person said, you know, if you'll give today, it's going to be given to you. And they hyped up the crowd. The crowd agreed, and everyone cheered, and we took up offering, and we moved on. And as I sat and looked at the screen, I knew something wasn't right. First of all, that's not the entire verse. I left the last sentence off in the verse, and it's not the context at all. So let's do both. Let's read Luke 6, 37 and all of 38, not just part of it. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. I want you to notice that when you put it all together, we are actually talking about the same thing. Don't judge people or condemn them, but rather forgive them and give to them. Because whatever you give to them, whether you give them judgment or condemnation, or whether you give them forgiveness, that's what they're going to give back to you. So when you give judgment to people, expect people will give judgment back. When you give condemnation to people, expect that they will give condemnation back. When you give forgiveness to people, expect forgiveness in return. In fact, it's going to be given to you in good measure. It's going to be pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And they're going to put it into your bosom. They're not going to put it into your wallet. This is not a giving verse in regards to money. It's a giving verse in regards to how you treat your neighbor. Judge them, condemn them, or forgive them. The choice is yours, but expect that how you treat the world is how the world is in turn going to treat you. And the last part of that verse really solidifies it. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. Again, this is not with the same amount of money you give, you'll be given that money back. That wouldn't even make sense based upon what the scripture said in front of that. Given, it shall be given to you more. Pressed down, shaken together, running over. So it's in what manner you give it will be the manner in which it is given back. You really have a choice to make. Do you want to be judged? Do you want to be condemned? And do you want to be forgiven? And whatever you want in your life is what you ought to be giving out. This is much like the golden rule. The way you wish you would be treated is the way you ought to treat other people. We really can't go wrong if we live according to the principles of Jesus. His principles make the world, beyond a doubt, a better place. And if not the entire world, his principles most certainly make your world, my world, a better place. So I'll not use Luke 6:38 to try to tell you to give into your local church or to give into this ministry. I hope you'll give out of a response of the Holy Spirit, not out of what you misconstrue from a gospel verse. I rather pray in this season of charity and giving that you do give to your neighbor, not judgment nor condemnation, but you give forgiveness. Because a lack of forgiveness is the heart of a legalist, which makes people earn what you think they can only get by earning. Let's forgive through grace, giving it to people who do not deserve it, who most assuredly have not earned it, and who can do nothing to keep it. Have a great day. God bless.